Should I do four DPs, DP days in a row?
I mean, it's your birthday.
It is my birthday. It's a great idea.
You don't want to have a cool birthday?
I want to have a cool birthday.
Why don't you just duplicate the schedule?
Well, who can we DP with? That's really the
I mean, I think that's your call. It's your birthday.
It's your mom's house.
There's one thing I know, it's that I have sexy vibes.
Oh, yeah. You're always about that horny getting.
I'm always putting those sex vibes out there.
Getting that panty put in flowing, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I wish I knew who made that. I know it's, I think they're podcasters.
Oh, is that right?
I remember because it's from a number of years ago. But oh. I think they actually are, I think they have their own podcast, the guys that made that.
It really reminds me of that Jodeci era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where guys are standing on rocks and they're
yeah, in leather shorts and shit.
Like,
yeah. Girl. And you're like, why are you on the rocks, though? Yeah. you're on the shoreline singing this?
Yeah, you don't have to be that far in. You can stand on the
shore. You can go into
shore.
The city.
Yeah. But they really felt stuff back then.
Oh, Michael. Jodeci, especially. Jesus Christ.
It was a very romantic era for
It's like
for
aggressive
music.
Romance.
Yes.
It's like, I want to be with you so bad, but it's not like, I want to be. No. It's like, ah! Like, I just fucking really wants to
Girl,
be with
I
you.
Girl, I want to be with you. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, yeah. I want to fuck you so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
You're horny. Let's do it. Come ride it, my pony.
Oh, okay.
Remember that song?
I remember that song.
The first time I heard, I remember where I was in San Francisco. I was in the Lower Western Addition,
mm-hmm.
and somebody was playing it on the stoop, and I heard that. Yeah. Ew. And I was like, this is kind of a jam. What's this? And Dude. Then the words, I was like, what? You could just say that?
I bought the single on CD. And I would drive, you know, have my zipper case.
Yours was heavy, too, when we got together. That was a 30-pound case.
It was heavy. And, like, also, to put that in in your car.
Oh, so stupid.
And it's a single. So then, like, it plays, and then you're like, I'm driving. I guess I'm going to listen to it again. Listen to it, like, six times.
Or the worst, I had a Volkswagen Jetta, and it had the magazine that you could put six CDs.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're listening to the same six CDs for years.
You realize how ancient that is to people? Like, you know, we used to hear about, like, eight tracks and stuff. You're like, what? And now we're talking about CDs, and people are like, what the fuck, man? You're old shit.
Or remember, did you ever have... you know, because people would steal your stereo.
Yeah.
You ever have the removable face?
The face or the whole thing came
out. The whole fucking
yeah.
It was such a and you go to the club and you've got like the fucking your stereo.
So
I
hold my stereo. I bring my stereo with me, man.
You got to put that shit down with your purse and like dance around.
You think about how like
God.
You know, now you listen to music on your phone. Before the phone, it was your iPod. Before your iPod, it was a portable CD player. Before the CD player, it was a Walkman, like a tape player. You like a big ass heavy tape player?
I have to say, I enjoyed the Walkman. Maybe because it was
too.
My first thing. Mm-hmm. But then you had to carry your tapes around too. So then that's a whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the benefit of the tape is you could do a mixtape. You could pack so many songs onto one cassette. So it was kind of dope, right? Like
mm-hmm.
you could jam out to one tape for like the whole, you know, your whole trip. Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
There also was, I think you get more invested in your music when you have to actually select what you're going to, like, you know, you're limited. Now you get to bring an entire, the world's music on your phone. But when you're like, I get to, I have to buy this and, you know.
$19.99. Remember, dude, when you go buy that, the CD and like.
Tuesdays when new music drops.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And remember you go down to fucking Music Plus or whatever, mm-hmm. and then the CD would be in a box, a cardboard box. So it was like double the size of the CD. It was so wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why did they do that? They made the CD box long as fuck like this. Why would they do
Huge.
That?
Huge.
And then eventually I realized how wasteful that was, and then you just
bought steal one?
No, because they always had the thing on them,
yeah.
the system.
You can still get away with it.
Is that right? How did you get away with it? How do you get rid of the sensor on there?
Oh, you just break it later. Yeah.
The warehouse. Remember the warehouse?
I got followed one time in the store by security.
No.
And I didn't even steal anything. I just had a big hoodie on, and they
That's
were like,
why?
"This knucklehead's up to no good."
Because I'm young and I'm black, and my hat's real low. There. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know.
Okay. On that note, professional
do you
rapper.
Know where that's from? He was doing 55.
Yeah, I know what that's. Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's pretty well known.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's about?
Sean Carter and all his problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. Can I play the opening?
Have you guys heard of Wi-Fi?
All right. Here we go, everybody.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I peed the bed. I'm so embarrassed. I guess I'm gonna go get me a shower here in a minute, cause. I have a whole purpose for, like, pee.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this. No mother
fuck is there. Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And Christina Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a really good clip. Now, why does it tickle us so much is really,
I think it's
so
just right
great.
To the point. You know, there's no dancing around it.
Wait, I want to know what's going on because I
peed the bed. I'm so embarrassed. I guess I'm going to go get me a shower here in a minute because I have a whole purpose for like pee.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one of the things that entered my mind is why share this?
That's probably
you know?
My first
like,
question.
You did, so I get it. This happens and you're horribly embarrassed. You don't have to announce it.
Right. And especially her first inclination is to take to the internet to report it rather than clean it
right,
first.
Right.
And then report the news.
Also, this place smells and I'm covered in pee. I'm going to shower now. I mean, just go take the shower. Just go right away.
I'm just ashamed, you know? It doesn't have to be this way. I got pads on my bed. I guess I just peed right through them. I mean, they don't work. They just don't work, you know what I mean?
They don't work. What?
She's Hungarian.
They don't work. They just don't work, you know what I mean?
They don't work? What does that mean?
They don't yerk.
They
don't
yerk. They don't work. They just don't work, you know what I mean?
They don't work? They just don't work?
They don't work. What did you hear?
Then I got worse for my hair because I got so much dirt in my hair, you could probably make some cornbread with it. I mean, I'm just having an overall bad day. Stink. I peed the bed.
What the fuck?
Well, because all of this is a...
This would be an amazing dating video to
treatable.
Me. Like, for your profile. If you're like, I'm single. I pissed the bed a lot. I smell like dirt. I'm free on Saturday if you want to hang out.
Gosh. And you know, there's this definite lane of people who love to report having a bad day.
Yeah.
God, I'm just having a bad day.
Yeah. I think you're looking for people to validate it and to make
sympathy.
Your day better. Yeah, sympathy, for sure.
Well, I'm just... I peed the bed.
But save it for yourself. Don't, you know, like, yeah. I don't tell people, like, I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you have other outlets, though. You
That's
know?
True. You just get angry at audience members.
They don't work. They just don't work. You know what I mean?
That is the strangest. I don't know where that's coming from.
Why they don't work.
Maybe it's Baltimore?
Yeah, Ryan maybe. Would know.
They don't work.
Why? Well, they do W's, though. Like, they turn L's into W's. You know?
But they add, don't they add, like, extra R's into things?
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
They don't
It just
work.
Sounds like The Wire. It sounds like an episode of The Wire.
They don't work. They just don't work.
Let's hear that again. They don't work.
You want to hear that again? Okay.
They don't work. They just don't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's saying R-E-R-K.
Is it because she has no teeth?
No, she's got teeth. And she's covered in piss.
Just having a bad day.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, that is a bad day, though. To have
It's a really bad day.
To piss your bed and then have cornmeal in your hair is not.
Yeah, terrible.
All preventable problems, but not for her, I guess. When's the last time you peed the bed?
It was like as an adult, but like barely, like 17, 18. And it was the, I still remember that I was, and I think I was in high school. And I had one of those vivid dreams where I was swimming and I peed in the pool. And I could not believe when I woke up, I had fully, I mean, emptied my bladder. And I was like, how? Because it'd been years since that happened. I was like, and I remembered the dream being so vivid of like swimming.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to piss in this pool.
And he made a video right away.
And right away, I was like, I'm mortified. I pissed the bed. You know what I did do, though? I remember I did this. I flipped my mattress over because I was embarrassed.
Smart. Yeah. I would too. Because you were living with your mom back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I was living with my parents and I was like seven. I mean, I'm like a junior in high school.
And did your room smell like pee?
I didn't register that. I just remember, that the amount was alarming and I was so embarrassed and then I flipped that mattress over.
Yeah, because what do you do when you piss your mattress? You can you clean that
out? Well,
you
can cover pads, but if they don't work, then you're not
going to. They don't work.
Yeah. You're not going
to
have
Yeah, because I imagine you'd have to get a new mattress, no? Because all that piss is sinking into the coils and into
new mattress.
The layers of the fabric and the mattress
I
and such.
Know. I don't know.
Huh.
Huh.
I don't think I pissed since I was a kid. I haven't peed the bed in a long, but I have those dreams where I have to make a sissy and then I wake up and I'm like, well, I better go pee. I got pee.
Yeah.
But maybe you were so, like, you were still developing. 17 is still a teenager.
Still, yeah.
Your brain was not formed. So I have a real interesting Pajitsky effect. So we're staying in a hotel as we record these. And this is the same hotel we stayed in last time. So, like, I've been working with a shower for a while now. It's mm-hmm. been, like, a while. Every time I shower, so here's how it goes. The shower head is here. To the left of me is a curtain. And then to the right of me is the wall.
We should say that the left side that has the curtain, it's not a tub. It's just, you know what I mean?
It's like stand.
You right. It's flat. In other words, there is no tub. You just walk without having to step over anything from the bathroom floor into the shower.
So it's one level.
It's one level, yeah.
It's troubling. So every time I shower now, for the last time we were here, I just get the whole floor wet, mm-hmm. right? It trickles into where we have to walk. And then I'm like, fuck, I got to put towels down. The towels are soaked and cold. Misery. So I had the idea of getting in and just tilting the shower head towards the wall. And now the water sprays more in that direction versus out the shower curtain. Mm-hmm. And that took me about a good week and a half of showering, sometimes twice a day, and getting water everywhere.
Right.
But Annie says that that's not a complete Pajitsky effect. So what are you thinking?
So I'm a little off because I thought that you had the tub. So I thought, like, why don't you just tuck it in the tub so the water doesn't get up? But still, when you're saying that you're putting the towels down, are you putting them down, like, because the water is super, it's everywhere, and so you're putting it down to clean. So put the towels down first, and then the water won't get on the ground, you know?
Yeah, they just get absorbed in the first place. Get absorbed by the towel. You didn't do that? You just cleaned it up afterwards?
Like, I let it get all wet, like super wet, and then I just put the towel
down.
That's
fully toxic.
I know.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do you have the towels in the bathroom that are like for that?
Yes.
Because you know they make towels for that.
Yes, I know. Okay, I don't believe in that.
There's just the one. Too. There's the one that they tuck next to the shower for that.
Yeah. So I put that one. Sometimes I put down. Sometimes I forget.
They also have bath mats in there. You know what I mean? Like rolled up, like for you to stand on. But they have absorbent qualities too. I put them by the shower when I shower so that the water gets absorbed.
Oh.
So, Christina, when you walk into the bathroom after Tom, what do you think he's doing with that towel?
I don't.
They don't work. They just don't work. You know what I mean?
with the absorbent towel, I don't know. Because, like, part of me, the communist in me, goes, wait, why would they invent a towel to put just on the floor? That's so decadent and wasteful. Like, I don't understand. Like, to me, that's so bougie. Like, who has that, you know?
Yeah.
So Annie has a Pajitsky effect. We covered this on Where My Mom's At. Do you want to talk about?
Oh my God. So Annie,
showers.
This is a very popular line of water bottle. How did you pronounce this for your whole life?
Up until literally a week ago, I've been calling that Evian.
Evian.
I thought it was Evian.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I understand that.
Except
too.
For the part that it's so widely known. Like, phonetically, I get it. But you never heard anybody say it, huh?
No, somehow no. Or if I did, I was just like, stupid.
Yeah, you're
right. Don't say that, right?
That's the best. Oh man, Evian.
Evian.
Yeah, I mean,
why would it be Avion?
I think because there's not an accent.
No,
you're right.
So I think because of that, my instinct was to read it as English, and the only English word that I knew was deviant, that has the word Evian
in
it. So
it's very well explained.
It's a logical. I think the only reason we all know it as Evian is because of the advertising. Like when this came out, there was such a campaign so that everybody was like, Avion, what the fuck is that? Like, we all processed
it. You know, it was like, I think, one of the first, like, accessibly fancy products that I feel like I remember. You know what I mean? When, you know, you buy a bottle, and then someone's like, do you want Avion? And you're like, what?
Damn.
And they're like, it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, you can buy it, but you can buy one for way less.
Yeah. You know? Avion was a luxury.
As a luxury item. Like, it's a luxury, luxury water. And you're like, what? But it became super popular.
It became a punchline. I remember every comic was like, and then what are you drinking, Avion, you fancy bitch? But I'm talking more about Eddie's epiphany with hot water.
Oh.
Do you want to walk us through that
one? This is back to the showers.
Oh, yes.
We're going back to the shower.
So, we did a Where My Mom's At. Somebody called in a Pajitsky effect, which was, go ahead, Eddie.
So she said... she's been putting the dial to halfway in between hot and cold and waiting for the water to get hot. And she said, and this whole time I didn't realize that you could just put it. Or no, she didn't say she didn't realize. She just said, I've just not been putting it all the way to hot so that it could go and get hot faster.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, yeah, that's because that's not how that works. That's not how. But then everyone was like, duh. I'm like, what? Wait, hold on.
So,
is that real?
Just so that it's clear to the audience, you didn't realize that if you crank it to max heat, that it would actually get hot faster.
Yeah, no, to me, I just imagine that once, you know, it even sounds dumb saying.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's okay.
In my head, it worked like
you're
whenever you achieve hotness.
Yeah, yeah.
It is whatever temperature you set it at, which is absolutely not sensible.
Now I get it now. I get it. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Which makes sense too, because like, did your parents, were they like, no, you can't, you shouldn't have it too hot? Was it a safety measure growing up? Like, don't make it too hot?
Oh my
hot?
God, you know what? You just gave me a fucking flashback.
What?
To being, do you remember like being lectured about how long your shower is?
Yes.
Like how lame that is when you're
so
a kid.
So lame.
Like, how long are you taking a shower for? And you're like, I mean,
I
isn't this like one of the only pleasures I get?
As a kid?
Yeah, you're like, I'm just taking a shower. And they're like, wasting water, you know? Like, I remember those like,
same.
Speeches.
Made me crazy. And I think, too, like, we lived
Don't use all the hot water. And you're like, fucking get a better water heater.
And I think we lived in an apartment where that was just included in the monthly bill.
Yeah.
So it's like, what difference does it make if I stay in there for a fucking half hour?
That's the best.
It's included in my rental fee. You stupid
now you
bitch.
Know.
I've never even thought that I could take long.
Oh.
Like, it's been beaten in my head that you take short showers, and I still...
Oh, so it worked on you.
I don't understand. I don't even understand what people do in there.
But don't you find it relaxing to take a nice, like, so a nice relaxed. Shower?
Yeah, I get nice and relaxed in 2 or 3 minutes while I'm in there.
And that's
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Every shower you do is like that?
It's just, like, it's I shower like I shit. It's just I do the business, and then I get out. I shampoo.
I find that
out.
To be, like, one of the great pleasures. Yeah. Is, like... in a nice hot shower.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know what I mean? The water running on the back of your neck and just kind
just
of. It's almost like meditative at times.
You know what maybe it could be? Have you ever changed the stream of your shower?
Mm.
Yeah. I have a shower head, like one of those rainfall ones, and it's like, yeah, it's really elevated those 3 minutes I spend in there.
Yeah, but his parents were so immigrant, they beat that into him.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You can't do this. Who's got that kind of money? You know, luxury. Yeah, it's
yeah.
so sad.
Turn the light off when you leave a room.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's a big one.
Like
yeah.
turning the air conditioning on is a whole family discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and
dude,
it's not
my
that
dad
expensive.
My dad used to get pissed about a door to the outside open.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He pays this bill. Like, and then he would like adjust temperatures by like 1 degree all the time.
Oh.
You know, I'd be like, this feels nice. He'd like raise it 1 degree. You're like, okay. You know?
But I have
it felt
to
good.
I have to no. say, I think I agree with your dad on that one degree difference.
No, it makes a difference.
In a hotel room, yeah. You're like, oh my gosh, this is the difference between me having a great night and just like a hot night, you know.
And I, by the way, he has his beating the door open to me has bled into me now. Now
beating the door open?
Like, don't leave the door open if the AC's
oh,
on.
Oh yes.
And now
yes.
I'm like, shut the goddamn door. All right, I'm paying this fucking air conditioning bill. Shit!
I still can't believe that we don't put car seat covers on our car seats. I feel guilty every time I get in there. I'm like, this seat's not even covered.
On our car seats?
Yeah.
You mean like for the children?
No, just for like our cars.
You mean
cars.
In our seats?
Yeah, because yeah. I grew up with like you cover the car seats because those can't get mess on them.
You covered couches too.
Of course, and I feel guilty every time we get on our couch and I'm like, oh,
that is some wow
God.
Immigrant shit.
Yeah.
To maintain the integrity of the couch for the duration that you own it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But when guests came over, I could take the sheet off the couch because you don't want guests to know that you live that way.
Oh.
The whole point was that you did it in private. Like you came home, you got in your house clothes, and then you laid on the sheets on the couch.
Oh my
Especially
God.
In summer when you're all hot and sweaty. I kind of like it. I like it. It's more hygienic. Well, yeah, because then how often are you cleaning your couch and you lay there with your armpits and your sweat and your nuts, you know, food on there. Oh, shit, I wish I could cover it now. Now it's getting me all thinking about it. Put some nice sheets on there. Oof.
On the couch?
Yeah, it's good. Keeps the couch nice for many years. You keep it much longer. It's
no,
nice.
No, let's not do this.
Okay, well.
I don't want to do
okay,
this.
Okay, you have money to burn. Mr. Moneybags. You know what's interesting? You pointed out, and I didn't realize that I did this, is my use of brute force.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that you when we learned that that drawer opens with a lock, the magnetic lock in our old house?
Oh, my God.
And I've just been forcing it open?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't tell you I did this. I came home to LAX with the kids. I was flying, and I had to wait for the stroller to come off the jet bridge. The kids were already in baggage claim, getting the bags and everything. I could not find the elevator. I have the stroller, our big-ass double stroller. I could not find the elevator to take me down into baggage claim.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I put the big-ass double stroller, I mean, it's huge, on the escalator, and I just held it down. And the whole time, I was like, Tom would not approve of this.
I think I would not approve if you had the kids on it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Then I would be like, you out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
But alone, that's fine.
That was okay?
That's totally okay.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was
fine.
Savage behavior or dignified.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. Bitsy thinks it's fine. I think. Hey,
what is it, Bisky?
Bisky, what are you doing? You're not even on mic.
She's just had something to say.
Mm-hmm. Now, keeping on the in the any lane.
Yes.
We haven't visited, I don't think, on this show, his tattoo yet.
Oh my!
We just talked about it.
Oh boy! Oh,
this is something. So, before I bring it up, how long have you wanted to get a tattoo?
I've wanted to get. I mean, it's been at least like 5 years. Maybe.
5 years.
It's been a long time.
Did you entertain many different designs?
Well, that was the problem. Is that every design was like, you know, it mattered to me at in the moment, but it's like, is this important enough to last forever? And it
let's run through some options. What were your options?
Oh boy. I'm bad at this, but it was always stuff that happened that changed my life. So like I feel like I've always been kind of have had like a luck that people call it around me. So I was going to get Ganesh, you know, it's
Ganesh,
elephant.
Ganesh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to do that. I was going to do like a
That's a good one.
Like a black dragon of some kind on my arm. Mm. A bunch of different ones. Nothing super specific except the one that I got. Because that's the one that I thought about the longest.
And you thought about that. So you thought about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And did you always have the size in mind?
No.
So you didn't know whether this was going to be small. Like, did you always have placement in mind? Like where it would go? Did you entertain different places?
I'm going to say I knew that it was going to be where it is probably couple 2-3 months ago. Like okay. I talked about it here first for sure, like okay. in our office.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, here it is. If you haven't seen it yet, this is Annie's first tattoo.
Wow. First.
I mean, the size of it is what first gets me.
For those just listening, it's the entire upper back.
Yeah. Your whole back is covered.
I mean,
that shit took forever.
How long did this take?
It took 8 hours.
And you got 3 of the hours before, right before you got on the plane?
Yeah, it was like, I got on a plane. I couldn't sleep, really, because it was
yeah,
like,
imagine.
Yeah, I just, because I figured it was going to be like, there was enough pain and stress in that situation that I'd be able to finally sleep on a plane, because I don't sleep on planes.
So. And you did not, though.
I think I did for like 45 minutes or something.
Was this painful to fly with? Because you came right from the shop?
Yeah. That was the worst.
Yeah.
It was the worst to fly with, and it was the worst to carry baggage.
Oh, yeah.
On. Yeah, I had a huge
like strap over your shoulder. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was pretty cool.
It's a good long flight, too. It's a good 4 and a half
It's good
hours.
Work. It looks
it
like
is.
It's good work, you know? Like a.
So what is it? Tell the audience, because they don't know what we're looking at.
So it's a 12-legged. That's the first thing that people freak out about. 12-legged Black Widow, and it's got the number 4 on its back. 4 is just my lucky number.
So that's your lucky number.
That's it, yeah. Just 4.
And why the Black Widow?
The Black Widow, it's a reference. There's symbolism behind the Black Widow in itself, but the actual like exact reference is from an anime. Oh. It's called Hunter x Hunter. I don't want to bore you with the details, but
No. I like the details. Yeah, so what's the reference? Like what's the why? What's the significance for you? What does it mean to you?
It's a lot. There's a character, and his name is Hisoka, and Hisoka is like a dude that doesn't really identify as like straight or gay. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't.
I was gonna say, I was like, damn, Annie.
He doesn't identify as like good or bad. You know, he's not. He's one of those characters that's like you never really know if they're on the good side or the bad side. They're right in the middle.
It's just
right.
Like you.
And I identify with that. And he is number 4 in the in the anime. So.
And are we supposed to now think that we don't know whether you're good or bad though?
Well, the thing is, I like not thinking about good, like right or wrong. I like thinking about what makes sense to you, what speaks to you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not going to agree with everybody else. But
that's true. That's a good point.
That's what I go by. And I'm never trying to hurt people. So as long as that's not the goal, then, you know, do what speaks to you.
Do
so
what it, yeah.
That's a big ass spider.
That's big, it's big. It's fucking big. Has your mom seen it?
Yeah. She's one of the first people that I showed. Yeah.
What'd she think?
She thought it was fake for sure. She was like, you're playing with me. Like it's close to Mother's Day, and I see what you're trying to do here. And I'm like, nah, mom, it's real. Like I swear. And it was just a lot of whys, you know.
Yeah.
but why? And I told her, she's like, yeah, but why that though? Like, yeah. Why? Yeah, it's just a lot of other things.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was cool. At the end of the day, she supports me. You know, she's not worried about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a massive first tattoo.
Oh yeah. Well, that was the. I'm going to say almost more important than the symbolism itself was the fact that it was that large and the fact that it's a spider, which I hate. I'm absolutely terrified of spiders. Those together, I needed to do this. Like, I knew it was something. I don't like fear. I hate having fear. I hate being afraid of things. And so I knew the only way I was going to get this done is if I did it like that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Not like a little, you know, thing on my ankle or
fucking
something.
Yeah, bitch.
I needed to go all the way.
Somebody would go, see this thing right here by my thumb? That's a spider. I'm scared of them. You did.
You did the real deal.
You did the opposite of that. I'm terrified of this thing that takes up half my body right now.
I'm like Batman, baby. It makes me strong.
There you go.
Woo!
Now, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Do you have weekend plans?
Of course. It's my birthday.
Okay.
But no.
That's true. And it's going to be a great weekend. Do you want to see what Adriana Chechik's weekend plans are?
Of course, yeah.
I'm doing a DP on Friday, a DP on Saturday before my dunk tank. So I'm going to get home at 2. I have a hard out by 2 because I didn't want to fuck up the dunk tank and carnival thing I'm doing for Twitch. So DP Friday, DP Saturday, Sunday DP, and Monday boy-girl anal scene. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a fun-ass weekend. And at least I'll be like stretched out, so that's good.
That is good.
Fucking A. She's a goddamn angel. That's
so 4 days of DP.
DP
that's,
Friday, DP
lot.
Saturday, DP Sunday, and then boy girl anal scene Monday.
And then a dunk tank.
And then the dunk tank on Twitch. She does have a busy weekend. And by the way, if I may be so bold, sounds like a birthday weekend.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
I don't know if you're interested in...
Should I do 4 DPs, DP days in a row?
I mean, it's your birthday.
It is my birthday. It's a great idea.
You don't want to have a cool birthday?
I want to have a cool birthday.
Why don't you just duplicate the schedule?
Well, who can we DP with? That's really the...
I mean, I think that's your call. It's your birthday.
The real question is who can we trust to DP with? You know?
Yeah, I mean...
Who are you cool with to be that close to?
I mean, you know. There's the fucking bellhop at the hotel. He's pretty cool.
Cool. All right. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, the guy with the bald head.
Jovencio?
Yeah.
I like him too, yeah.
DP. Let's ask when we get back.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, could you imagine a DP?
Yeah, it's crazy.
DP Friday, DP Saturday.
Do people really do this in real life, you think?
This is, yeah, I mean.
At least I'll be like stretched out, so that's good.
That is good.
It is good. This way all your shit just falls out of you. It's nice.
I didn't know you could schedule back-to-back DPs. One would think you should rest in between seshes.
She's a savage, though. You know?
She's savage.
You know who put me on to how savage she is?
No.
Is Glitter Cheese, Lisa Traeger.
Oh, I love Lisa Traeger.
Lisa Traeger is a big Adriana Chechik fan.
I didn't even know who she was until now.
And she was like giving me the full scoop. She's like, she's such a fucking animal. Like, talking to me, she's like on her OnlyFans. She said she's like,
Lisa loves her.
Lisa thinks she's great.
Huge fan,
but like really put me on to like, she's like, no, you don't understand. This chick is intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to peruse her work. I didn't even know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's for you. I'm just going to go out there and tell you
who
that.
DPs her? Is there a genre? Is it black guys?
Just guys.
Is it old guys?
No, just all you have to do.
White guys.
Male.
Just dudes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes these
alive
girls
and male
have lanes.
That's
where
true. That's
only
true. Fair to say. But that's the thing about Adriana, from what I've learned, is that she's like all systems go all the time. Anything goes.
Wow.
She's
that
one
is
of those.
Cool. She's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I think her boobs look kind of normal, too.
Now, can I tell you something about how, like, her presentation, like, even right here, she's hot, right?
Yeah.
But she's like, I think it fits what she does. Because we were talking about, like, being desired and attraction.
Yes.
And how, like, sometimes in some people, like, it's almost like with her, you look at her and you go, yeah, of course, like, look how she's built, look at everything. But if she were, like, even dressed down, you'd be like, wow, that chick's hot, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She's not asking for it. That's what we were talking about.
Yes.
Like, when you ask for it, you'll get it, too.
Yes.
But when you don't ask for it, it's like you get it even more.
Let me tell you, when I used to just have a mountain of dicks at my door, like the times, it wasn't when I was at the club looking cute and fly. Actually, when you're looking hot and you want guys to talk to you, it doesn't happen for some reason. It's a little harder.
Well, it does, but it's probably like, it's always like, yeah, it's not the guys you want.
It's not the cute, it's not really the good ones. It's always the guys that are like out for the hunt. Mm-hmm. The most times I had dudes come up to me is when I was like working at public safety. Shout out to Department of Public Safety, USF, in the parking box in the booth. And I was wearing a fucking windbreaker, the blue Department of Public Safety windbreaker.
See, I get that so much. Dork. Like when you say that, because I picture myself driving up to the booth and I'd be like, who's this super cute chick in the wind? Like,
that's the
trick.
And
then you go like, why is she fucking working?
Low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Low self-esteem. Didn't happen. Like, sure, I'll do that job. Don't care.
This chick fucks for sure.
Yep.
That would be my next thought.
Let me tell you, I had dudes standing there my whole shift. Sometimes I'd work 4 hours straight in the box. One guy would come chat with me, leave, and then another. Like, it was just like a line of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They all wanted to bang me.
Why do you think that is, though, that the dress down, is what gets...
I'll tell you. The dress down works...
It does work. Because now, works. Even when we're talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's like when you go into a, especially a type of store that like someone has to wear a uniform. You know what I mean? A company wear. You know, it could be the AT&T store, or it could be like Wendy's. And you're like, you see like a pretty girl in that, you're like, whoa.
It stands out more.
Stands out more.
Because everyone else looks like a dog in that thing.
That's
and
true.
Then that girl's like just like a middle of the, like not the hottest, but like, and also I think there's, if you're accessible and you're nice, men sense it too when you like them, when you really do enjoy their company, or if you're a bitch and you're standoffish.
Yes.
That's different energy too. And also, I didn't give a fuck. I think I never gave off horny vibes. Like, I want you to sexualize me first.
Yeah.
It was, I think the vibe of confidence is more attractive than like... Look at me! I'm putting it out there. You know what I mean? The less I gave a shit, the more offers I always had.
Yeah,
and I never was the kind of girl to dress provocatively. Never.
Yes.
And I always had dudes. Just so many dudes wanted to fuck me. Like, you know, so many offers, and I chose you. Always had dudes knocking on this door.
I hear you.
Let me tell you, so popular. Even now, I have to tell you, sometimes I'm on stage and I'm saying crazy shit and I don't dress sexual. I don't really give off vibes and dudes love it.
I'll tell you something.
Dudes love
people
it.
People think I'm cute too.
Yeah?
So.
Who you got?
Please.
Who you got?
Please.
Who are you DMing with? Let's talk about that.
So many hoes.
Are we hot wifing this weekend for my birthday or what?
If that's what you want, I'll give you your fucking present. No, but the only time I've gotten like compliments is actually not, you know, trying.
Never try.
Yeah. That's the goal. That's the message. Don't try.
Don't try.
Yeah.
But now, however, I think as a woman, you have to have a certain level of attractiveness. Like, you still have to be attractive, you know?
Well, everyone has to try their best.
You have
that's
to try
what
their
I've
best.
Learned.
But you don't have to go overboard and be like.
You just, whatever age you are, there's a certain level of try. And you've got to try that.
That's
amount.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I saw this TikTok, and I don't know if this is true. I didn't save it because I was like, I'm not sure if this is good for the show, but it's interesting. This guy was saying on a podcast, he said, men, when they look at a woman, put her in one of two categories, okay? It's either a wife or just someone to have fun with. And the other guy was like, oh, for sure. And I'm like, that rings true. I can see that. Like, either she's like wife material.
Yeah, it's called marriage material.
Or just someone you play with.
Yeah.
And do you agree with that statement?
100%.
I knew it.
Yeah. Even when like I meet people now, like, cause I have like one of my friends who I'm like
meet people.
Yeah.
Like dating people.
Yeah, when I'm out on dates and stuff, I'll you know, like my friend who is a single guy. When we talk about dates he goes on, it's like the same type of conversation. It's like, you know, she's cute or she's hot or whatever, but like this other chick is like marriage material. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I think you even if I meet a woman and I'm thinking about my friend, I'll be like, oh, this is someone for him to hook up with, or this is someone for him to like date. You're categorizing them that way.
And too. I interesting, because I've always suspected that men think that way.
Definitely.
But I was never certain. So tell the listeners. High,
well, like, you'd think of, there's like, with, I'm saying the way we look at women, almost immediately you put down like, this is a high quality woman.
So what is that? So what goes into being high quality?
Self-respect, the way she carries herself, has opinion, things to say, articulate, career driven in some way, just like a certain, I think it's like the way she carries herself, and you go like, this person carries themselves in a certain way. It's just like an intuitive thing. You put them on a different level. You respect them more because they respect themselves.
So true.
And then, I think women would definitely view men somewhat the same way. There's a certain type of way a guy can present himself, and you go like, oh, this guy's got his shit together.
Boyfriend material. Exactly. And like, this other guy is just a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah,
he's an idiot.
It's the same thing. I mean, you meet these women too. Thing. It's like right away she's like, you're like, all right, this is just some dumb huss. But like, I'm not saying we should throw her in the street. I'm just saying we should probably fill her up first,
Fill her up.
And that's the way we view women. I mean, I don't know. Do you agree or not? I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's like, I feel like an easy way to put it is, a girl that makes you want to be better is generally the wife material.
Mm.
But a girl that just makes you feel good about who you already are, like, where you could be you.
Even better summarized.
Yeah. Wait, so the girl that lets you be you?
No, it's like, not that doesn't let you be you. It's a girl that just is just admires you. Like, look how great you are. And you don't have to grow to get this girl. She's already there.
That's the better point. Because what it is when you... when you meet a woman that you go like, wow, you want to be the best version of yourself.
That's true.
And that's the ultimate compliment to that woman. And like, you end up going like, oh, like, I want to be better because this woman is
worth that.
Exactly.
That
so
thing of keeping.
I want to be
there.
The best version of myself I can be.
That's so interesting. And then I think women, when we meet a man we love, we get maternal towards them.
Mm-hmm.
I get feelings of like, I want to
protect
care
them and care
for you. So like, I remember when we were dating and things were getting serious. Remember you got sick, you got a cold.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I did was cook for you.
Mm-hmm.
I made chicken paprikash for you. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember that day going like, oh, I care for him. Like, I love him. I'm getting maternal towards him. I will still J or D and, F and stuff, but the care element, like when a woman wants to care for you,
that's
how you
real attraction.
Know
yeah, yeah.
That she's in it. She's
really
not
into
just
you.
Like whatever, yeah. Dog.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because with dudes too, like who's a fucking trash hound. You're like, this guy's just banging every chick in the neighborhood. I'm not down with that. And like, it was not attractive to me personally when I knew a guy had high numbers.
Yeah.
I was always like, ew, you're nasty, dude. I don't like that.
Yeah, no.
Like, you got a problem. You got like a sex addiction problem or
something.
Well,
when a like woman has numbers. Crazy high numbers, you just kind of go like, oh, well, she's going to be good at this, But I'm not going to like, bring her to meet mom,
See? Yeah. That's so, and I think, what's happening in society now is women are starting to be like, what the fuck? Why can't I have sex like men? I should be able to bang as many dudes as I want. And
DP Friday, DP Saturday, DP Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. But then are you going to want to bring that chick home to mom?
I would bring Adriana chick home because I feel like it would be a fun time at the house.
She would get along so well with your dad.
Oh, my God. My dad would be like, two at the same time? She'll be like, sometimes I've done five. Whoa.
How much would Tom
Dog find the holes?
Love her?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we'd have to get your mom out of the way. And, like, she could sit on his lap and put her tits in his face. He would love it.
I love what you're thinking.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Can we hire her for that?
I don't know. She makes pretty good money.
Let's send your mom to the casino for the day.
Oh, my God. And she comes home. How was your day? I'm like, this broad put her beautiful tits in my face. And then Tommy and I DP'd her. What is a DP?
Okay.
I never thought I'd fuck someone with my son. Dad, it was really a special moment. I'll never forget.
Who do you think will come first, though, you or your dad?
Holy shit.
We'll talk about it because... Okay, because, like, he hasn't had another woman in, like, 40 years.
More.
Yeah.
Right.
And, yes, he's got age against him, but right. he might be so excited.
I think he's going to come first. I'm going to go ahead and bet on that.
Yeah. Wow, you think your dad
comes first?
I think
right away he'd
first.
Be like, I just, it was so good. Oh, shit.
And... When you come in
I
front
think
of-
I could come again. Oh, God, Dad.
Well, that's a good question. So then do you make him go in the same hole he was in
oh,
before?
Oh, my God.
Or do you guys switch?
Well, you know I could see him doing? She could be like, put it in my ass, and my dad going, I'm not into that. And I'd be like, I'll give it a shot, Dad.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah. Oh, man. Then your dad has to watch you come.
Oh, God.
Do you... Do you think, wait, but just listen to me. Do you think you could come with your dad sitting there? Because he's going to finish first. And then he's like sitting on the couch watching you guys. Do you think that you could come after your dad is watching you? It's got to be tough.
I mean, if I'm focusing on him, no. If I get distracted enough and forget that he's there. But it would also be weird if, like, I forget he's there. I'm super into Adriana. We're doing it. And then I just hear, come on, buddy. I'll be like, God damn it. Stop. He's like, you can do it. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. Because that's what he would do in football and basketball. All right, buddy. Yeah. You going to come? Fuck. Come on, Dad. I'm trying to fuck this chick.
Are there father-son DPs? Is that a genre of porn?
I'm sure, but they're not really father and son.
Well, they should be. This seems like a really fun lane.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Well, they have mother-daughter. That's Nadav, a fetish.
Nadav, would you DP someone with your father?
Absolutely not. I already know way too much about what he likes.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what turns him on?
He's a sharer.
Ew.
Yeah, because after the divorce, he just ran through his entire yoga class. And he's just like, yeah, this one I don't like because of this. This one I don't like because of that. And I'm like, I don't need to know this stuff, Dad.
So he was really... What was his...
What did
game.
He like?
Like
yeah.
what, how did he spit game? Like, what was his thing for picking?
I never watched it. I never saw it in front of him. But, yeah, I mean, he would just, he's like, he prioritized where he lived based on how close it was to the yoga studio.
Ugh.
When he went through a yoga phase, which was right after the divorce.
That's a good, that's probably a good,
smart.
Like, grounds for picking, right?
The best.
Yeah, he cleaned
they're
up.
They're almost
yeah.
naked, and they're athletic. And,
mm-hmm.
and they're all walks of life.
And they're like, oh, and he does yoga, so he cares about his health. He didn't.
Yeah.
He slept in yoga class like multiple times. Like I think my sister went and did yoga with him and she's like, Dad snores. in
that
yoga
is so funny.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm just sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to get physically woken up at the end of the class.
Hey, how was that class? It was pretty good. I slept for an hour.
Yeah. He's like, I love yoga.
But Nadav, what if it's your like who's the hottest chick you can like who's your favorite hot girl? Like celebrity.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
You know what? Back in the day, I remember I had the hugest thing for Amber Heard, but then all the Johnny Depp.
The one that was married out. To Amber Heard or
yeah.
to Johnny Depp,
mm-hmm.
and then he like was accused of abusing her and stuff, right? And then
she's the one that accused him, and like there was like there's
but
just
then wasn't that like debunked or something? Or?
Yeah, no, and she like did that to I think she did that to a couple of people.
Jeez.
So she's real crazy,
right? And then the crazy came out, and then she kind of stopped.
So wait, did that actually happen, or that was just all made up?
I think it might still be going on. Like, I think, like, yeah, it's like there was all sorts of recordings coming out
yeah,
that Johnny Depp released and stuff.
Wow.
That I think Stanhope retweeted because they're like super close.
Yeah, buddies. They're buddies. Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to my point, Amber Heard is single and she's a huge fan of your mom's house.
Oh, no.
And she's like, Nadav, I just love you. You're so erotic. And nothing would make me happier than getting DP'd by you and your dad. Would you do it?
No.
Why?
Why?
Because someone that wants that automatically rules you out of being my dream girl. You want to fuck my dad the same time you want to fuck me?
Because she likes you so much. She's like, I like...
That she'd fuck my dad?
She's like, I want to fuck you in every iteration genetically of you. Mm. Like, you... if you're hot, like your dad's probably got to be hot too. I want to fuck both of you guys.
Then I have the thing of just like, oh great, so now I'm competing with my dad for the girl in my dream. Like, that's just not a situation I want to be in.
Okay.
If she's just like, oh, Nadav, your dad fucks so much better than you. I think I'm good. I think I'm just going to stick with that.
By the way, I'm sure he does. I am sure he does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, too.
Oh, man. If you had to DP with your dad, do you think, he'd probably get on the bottom. You'd have to squat over, right?
Who's on the bottom?
He's laying on his back. The girl sitting on him, and then you're standing over and putting yours in.
Wait a minute.
From behind. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think I might have more back problems than him. I might need to be the one laying down.
Oh, wow.
So hold on. Oh, you're laying down.
Because when you're sharing, it's like you have to, if you're on top, you have to probably get in like super weird positions, at least in the porns that I've seen.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think my back could handle that.
Yeah. You'd have to have that conversation with your dad in front of Adrian, in front of Amber. And she'd be like, are we going to fuck? He'd be like, well, my back, though. Hold on. We got to work out this back issue. Guys, come on. Come on, my dog.
This is the best conversation.
Don't come on, Nick.
I'm much older than you. My legs are.
Nadavi, come on. Why not? On.
So are you going to get in the ass first or the vagine? Do you want to eat her up, or can I go eat her first?
Oh, yeah.
Nadav, you're doing it wrong.
There you go.
That's the thing, too.
Nadav, you're not spitting in her mouth enough.
You neglect the clit always?
Right, because, I mean, he probably fucks like an Israeli, so it's probably way more disrespectful than the normal stuff I'm used to.
What? What? Is that true? Are they disrespectful ways?
I don't know.
I mean, they're disrespectful out of the bedroom, probably in the bedroom, too.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. So what do you take, though? You give your dad the pink or the stink? Which one?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My eyes are watering.
All right, Annie, you and your dad are fucking this girl, right?
That's easy for me. I don't know that nigga, so sure. It's Adriana Chesik, nigga, why not?
And at the end, when you guys are both done, you're like, wait, are you my dad? He's like, yeah, man.
Oh, shit, you're my dad.
It was good to see you, man.
Oh, wow. I thought we looked alike. Because just did Annie and his dad, like, do you think if Annie, okay, hold on. If he did do a DP with Adriana, is that her name?
Yeah.
What if his dad did show up and, like, as they're doing it, he's like, damn, that guy's dick looks just like mine.
That'd be weird.
Like, would you figure it out? Like, do you know
probably
what
not from staring at his dick.
You got to figure out it was my dad through his dick.
Yeah, like, because you're his son. Would you be like, dude, that guy's dick looks just like mine?
No. I think you'd probably be like, hey, my face looks just like yours.
Does your dick not look like your dad's dick?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
I don't know. I haven't seen his dick.
You haven't seen your dad's dick?
I mean, in passing, you know, I'm like, hey, man, let me see it for a minute. Let me look at it. Oh, let me put mine next to it. Let's look at our dicks together. No, we don't do that.
Because I don't have my mom's vagina. I remember hers very clearly. I saw it all the time.
What did it look like?
So she had a fire crotch, very red hair, and it was much like meatier. Like there was more stuff coming out of it than mine. Like mine's pretty awesomely contained.
Okay.
Hers
sounds like even less of a reason why I would know it's my dad through the dick. It sounds like your mom's way different than.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know. Maybe dicks are different than vaginas. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your dad's balls?
No.
No, he's got hangers.
Yeah. I've seen him change from behind, and I've seen his balls hang, like, to his knees. He bent over, and I was like, do you have pig nuts? And he was like, what's that? I'm like, God, your balls are so big,
he has
man.
Big ones. I've seen them in passing.
He's like, oh, get out of here. What are you doing?
Yeah. Remember on the cruise ship when he was laying on his bed?
Oh, and his balls fell out?
And I saw his balls that day?
His balls fell out of his boxers. And I was like, cover up. He's like, oh, come on, Sally. He goes, what are you going to tell your mom? And I was like, okay.
I was standing
right
there.
I was like,
it's
a little disrespectful. He was like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't mind seeing him, though. It was like quick.
And our son yesterday, our oldest yesterday, yelled at me.
What'd he say?
For yelling at him. He was fucking around with his food and then he dropped it. And I was like, see? That's what you get. Now you dropped it on. I got a motherfucker. I got mad. He was like, hey. He goes, don't yell at me. Talk to me like a normal person. I was like, okay.
I love it. He's fired up.
Yeah,
I love
really
it.
He's really fired up.
That's what he's that like, kid's not going to take.
He goes,
no
you don't
shit.
Yell. You talk to me normal. I was like, well, you're yelling right now. He's like, be normal.
I love it. This kid is great.
Yeah.
He's not going to take shit from nobody, dude.
No, he's not.
He's not going to get fucked
He doesn't take any shit
ever.
Now.
He's going to run this stuff. I love that. I love him.
Well, this is somebody
both,
that
but...
doesn't take any shit either. This is in the back of a cab in the UK.
Oh. Am I fucking you around? I'm doing it for a set price.
No. You're going over the wrong side of the bridge, yeah?
No, I'm not.
No, you are, yeah? Fucking hell. I'm a southerner, yeah?
Mate, listen. Yeah, now shut your fucking noise about fuck off.
No, fuck off. Yeah.
I've done it for a set price.
You said it at a set price, and you're going
around
the fucking wrong side of
the
river.
Because I'm going to go through the tunnel around the fucking thing.
But why are you
going
around the
fucking
river?
Because it's the fucking right way to go.
Yeah.
Fucking
knocked out. And that's what you get.
What happened? I don't understand.
It was English. Right. And what happened was... this guy's drunk. The passenger's drunk.
Got that.
He's saying we have a set price to go there. He's like, and now you're going this way over. This is the wrong
Aruba.
Bridge. And then the driver's like, I'm not going over the wrong
Got
bridge.
That.
This is the way to go. You got to go this way over the bridge. And they start, it's that argument that just gets heightened. And then at some point here, he slams on the brakes and the guy's face goes head
that's
first.
That's what he did. He slammed the brakes hard.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then he got him
and he flew him off and then he knocked him out. Yeah.
That's how you get a drunk guy off your fucking hands. Good.
Certainly do. I mean, Jesus Christ.
What an asshole.
I'm the one way on the fucking thing.
But why are you going to the river?
Because it's the fucking right way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. End of story.
Fuck. That guy won't even know what happened. That guy will not know what happened. He's just going to be like, what? Dropped off at the location.
Fuck!
I was fucked up.
I was all faded,
dude. One of my friends, a woman, told me that when she used to drink a lot,
yeah,
and she lives in New York, and she goes, "This is one night where she's on a bender." She goes, "I woke up in someone's like in a stranger's apartment, with no shoes, and I lost my purse and my wallet and everything, and I was just." I walked into an apartment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Like hammered.
That's really scary. I heard a podcast where these two girls were hanging out with a stranger in Louisiana. And he's like, I'm going to take you out to dinner. Let's go drinking at the bar. And they have a great dinner. They go to one bar. They go to a second bar. The bartender makes these girls a drink. The last thing they remember is that drink. And then they wake up the next morning in a hotel room, bloody, like beaten up, and they have zero recollection of what had happened.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is a podcast?
It's a podcast.
What's the podcast?
It's called This Is Actually Happening, which sounds a lot like our friend's old podcast.
Yeah.
This Is Actually Happening. Sorry, one girl wakes up in the hotel room, not both of them, and the other one is out in the world. She goes, so... this girl wakes up with a guy that she was with the night before, and she says, let me call my friend. You know, she has to play dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is actually happening. It's a wonder. It's such a good episode.
Is it? And it's every episode is different kind
every
of
every episode is like a
different story.
Horrifying experience. Like, there are people that discuss being in comas. There are people that have,
wow,
you know, personality disorder. The stories are so horrific, and I often listen to this podcast on the way home from doing Studio Jeans shows because... it's not comedy. Like,
oh,
it's
right.
The complete opposite. So I like to go into tragedy, you know? So any hoodles, she calls her friend and they piece together. They're trying to piece together the night at one point. They're by the water at one point. Like, they deduce that they had been in a cab and someone had beaten them up and pushed them out of the car. It's still unsolved to this day. Like, they don't know what happened and they're severely traumatized. But yeah, it's fucking wild, dude.
That's
like
scary.
getting liquored up to that point, or
scary.
They think they were drugged is what happened.
It sounds like they
at
were
at the bar. Yeah. So anyway, good podcast.
Yeah.
All kinds of crazy stories, man. Crazy stories. Oh, yeah. Anyway, good stuff.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like horrible things. You know how I'm averse to, like, murder or crime? This isn't murdery, crimey. It is a little crimey.
That's very crimey.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's super dark.
I like it.
Cheers me up. Peps me, puts a pep in my step, and then I listen to Bauhaus.
I do. I seek out only darkness outside of comedy, you know?
Yeah. I like a lot of it. I mean, I do. I literally listen to Bauhaus usually or goth music.
I'll check out comedy every once in a while, but I just feel like we're so involved in it all the time, you know?
It's hard. You know what I did like that we watched that movie with Kristen Wiig? Those two when they go on vacation. What's the latest Kristen Wiig movie? We watched it in the hotel. It was actually really funny and silly, and I loved it. Like Barb and Char go to
Del Mar.
It's so silly and fun. I would highly recommend. This is it. Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Yeah. It was really
funny. I only saw part of it.
You
were watching.
I watched the whole thing. I love Kristen Wiig. It was really silly and fun. It's a good watch.
Yeah.
Really funny. Can I take a piss real quick?
Yeah, of course.
I gotta go. Okay, I gotta take a
piss. And you peed.
You know what I realized?
Yes.
Is that my watch is still on East Coast time from when we were in Breast Balls Beach on Cinco de Mayo.
That's quite a while ago.
So long ago.
And you're just going to leave it there?
Yep. Okay. Do you think I'll ever set it to be... Because we live in Central time.
Right, and right now we're on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just refuse...
You know what people do, though? They just... they'll just... change the time when they get to that time zone.
Yep. That's what people do. Not me.
Not me. I'm sticking it out.
And you know what? I realized
I'm doing the math. Every day I do the math. Plus one, minus two. I don't mind.
That's what I did. Last night I got up to take a pee and I had to do the math. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's like 11 minus three.
No, it's not 2:30. It's 3:30.
Okay. It's so stupid.
Fun. Fun way to live.
Yeah. That's a good time.
That's a good time.
Great oldies.
I want to know if you agree with this gentleman's philosophy. It's pretty interesting philosophy, okay?
Okay, sure.
If you have a crush on a girl and she has a boyfriend and you really like her, the right thing for you to do is to make her cheat on her boyfriend. Make her fall in love with you.
Duh.
That's the right thing to do.
Why is it the right thing to do?
Well, because now she's your girlfriend before she was that.
Because at first you said that, and I was like, that's a pretty cool guy, you know? And then...
My best friend is someone that I really, really love. This guy is a byproduct of infidelity. If it wasn't for his dad harassing and stalking what would eventually become his mother, my friend wouldn't have been born.
There you go.
So... That means that I am pro cheating.
See, now it.
Now
so at first
sense.
It's kind of a wild statement, but now he backs it up with something that makes sense in his world, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes a girl is just with her boyfriend because she's lonely and they're not compatible romantically. She's miserable and she needs someone like you, perhaps. Someone like you.
Talking to you directly.
To love her. To give her the love she deserves. To give her the life she deserves.
I don't like the creepy cadence.
Yeah, the whisper is definitely throwing, like, I don't know why you have to talk like this.
Yeah.
To make you love her and the love she deserves. Like, that's fucking super creepy.
And also, as you've pointed out many times on the show, the choice to lay down and make a video is bold.
Yeah.
It sends a distinct creep vibes.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
I'm lazy and I just want to lay here.
Yeah.
And nobody looks good with their face meat back like that. Yeah. It's not a flattering look.
No.
He's got them serial killer glasses on.
What do you think of him encouraging infidelity because that's how his friend was born? I mean, it kind of makes sense when you think of it like that.
He's infidelity's like,
my
good.
Friend wouldn't have been born without infidelity.
Mm-hmm. All people should commit infidelity because sometimes it produces a cool friend for somebody.
I mean, I'm not against this theory.
Yeah. No, he's definitely right.
Yeah.
That's always a good way to start a relationship, too, is to cheat on somebody else. It's always solid. That's how it ends well, too, usually.
It always ends well.
It's always good.
Yeah. It's totally fine. Normal.
It's normal. It's healthy. It feels good too. It's good.
What do you want to have? No best friends?
I like how he goes platonically, just so we know that he's not G-A-Y.
The big G. Yeah. He's like, I love my friend. Not like that.
But then again, how do you know? How do you know if your husband is gay, straight, or bi?
Is he? Is my husband gay, straight, or bi?
You have to read the book to find out. A Guide for Women Concerned About Their Men.
Well, I can tell you how it goes. He's not. Guys like to fuck guys. It's normal. See it all the time.
All the time.
I've been a straight guy my whole life, and all I do is fuck other guys.
You never had a moment in college when one of your straight friends, like you guys are drinking in the dorms, and he was like, you know, I just want to like, I just love you. And you're like, yeah, dude, I love you too. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wouldn't it be great if we could just give each other blowjobs just to feel, it just feels better. It just feels good.
Yeah.
And like, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, I did do that.
With who?
Like 10 guys. All my friends in college.
But did you know of anybody that did that?
Did I know of anyone that did that?
Did you know any straight guys that fucked around with dudes?
Well, not that.
Well, look at Nadav, like, oh, no, that's just crazy. Oh, is it?
No, I didn't know anybody that told the story.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, no one told the story. That I knew, no. I'm trying to think of that.
Do you know any dudes that are in with wives today, normal marriages, Christian, cisgendered, the right way to live marriages, but admit it to you, like, hey, there was this one time I did mess around with.
It doesn't pop into my head that wow. Anybody. I'm saying, of course, that happens, but I'm saying I haven't heard that story.
I know.
You know, I heard the story, like you hear the story from the gay guy, like when
like Justin Martin
came and told us about in college, this guy being like, I'm straight, but I want, you know.
Yeah, I'm curious to know if anybody has a friend. Anybody? You guys have any friends that have like, yeah, I fucked around one time.
I do not know.
That they've admitted it to.
Right. I guess I'm not that close of a friend to them then.
My mom did a your dad move and told me that Tom Cruise was gay, and I thought he was gay my whole life, and he just had a wife for, like, you know, looks.
Multiple lives. Oh, yeah, he's had multiple wives, though, yeah. Yeah. There's always been that accusation for years.
Oh, yeah.
They've always, like, there's a whole camp of people that are like, oh, he's definitely gay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I walked around saying it like it was Bible. I'm just like, yeah. God, trust me.
That's one of those ones where it just depends who you say it to, because there are literally people who would be like, yeah, I know. Like, a lot of people would say
a
that to you.
A lot of people think
And then
that.
A lot of people would just be like, you're fucking out of your mind, you know?
A lot of people think he is.
He's been married 3 times.
I know. Who knows?
He's got kids.
He seems like,
I don't know,
something. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
Is he, yeah.
He's handsome, though.
Mimi. Nicole Kidman.
Oh, Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. That was the last one.
That's when he jumped on the couch with Oprah.
He jumped on the couch.
It was so weird.
It was. That was only, what was that, 08 to 12? Is that what it says? 4 years?
2006 to
2012. Oh, 6 to 12. 6 years. Okay.
Yeah, he's the marrying kind.
Yeah, these are all
long term.
Yeah.
Well, except for the first one. Mimi was like 3 years.
He's like, get out of here, bitch. Let's hit Mimi Rogers. I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
either.
Who is that? She's like, bitch, you're not famous enough. She's pretty.
She is. She's an actress and producer. That's got to be weird. Like, just her now being like on a date or something, and then she's like, like, are you married? I was married before. What was he like? Hard worker.
Yeah.
Real driven guy.
Whew.
She's on her
Dang.
Third also.
I don't understand three marriages. Unless you start super early. So they must have started early with the marriages.
She did. She got married at 20 the first time.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about Nadav's lunch yesterday. So we ordered Mediterranean food. And what did you order? It's called a loofah.
A laffa.
A laffa.
Yeah.
And it weighed as much as a newborn.
It seemed like an
eating
challenge.
That's the fucking biggest thing. I swear to God, I've never seen anything like that.
There's a different place that we order from where I get the laffa, and it's just like, it's long, but it's thin, like it's manageable, you know? It's still not like a, like you're going to have leftovers for that, but I was expecting something similar in size to
this thing required multiple sittings.
It was like 5 pounds of food.
It was, no exaggeration.
And you had to break it up eating it.
Yeah, it was, like, I normally don't eat a lot on days that we shoot anyways. It's just kind of the way that I am. But, like, I remember I couldn't find a bag big enough to take it home with me. So I had to put it in a garbage bag. And only after I put it in there, I realized that it was scented.
A scented garbage bag, yeah.
So now my leftover loft smelled like Febreze.
Hold on.
And then you had to take it home.
Yeah.
Hold on. Slow your roll. Uh-huh. It was a white kitchen bag or one of those nasty black ones?
No, it's one of the ones that we have over here. It was like a...
No, wait. Why is the white one okay and the black one's nasty?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Because I associate the black one with outdoor messes. Like, I put dog shit into those bags, whereas the kitchen bag is like, okay, that's kind of okay for food, but it's not if it smells like Febreze and lavender smells and
stuff.
Yeah,
I was a little concerned about it. I did an Instagram story, and, like, the amount of people that are like, do not eat that. What is wrong with you? I actually knew someone that works for, like, Clorox, like, one of those big corporations, and she was like, yeah, hey, like, I know what goes into that. Like, you should definitely not be eating that food. Now, I read that message after I already ate it, so.
Well, and there was no other container.
You should definitely not be eating that.
Yeah, like, you couldn't find anything big enough, is what you're saying, in the office to... Could you put it in paper towels, maybe, next time?
Well, it was, like, it was so oily, too, that it was, like, the paper towel... It would have just soaked through the paper towels.
And what's in a laffa for people listening?
Shawarma, hummus... Oh, yeah, that was the other thing, is that I said we got it from Homeless Bar, and a lot of people heard homeless.
Homeless Bar.
So a lot of the messages
were also,
it's
a very popular place in,
like,
Los Angeles.
Right. So a lot of the messages were also like, how much are you getting paid that you're getting food from a homeless bar?
Well, I think we pay you enough so that you don't have to
eat. Yeah, you guys treat me very nice.
Right. You don't have to eat the loofah in one day. Like
Laffa.
Like, you could... I just don't understand why he felt compelled to finish it. Like, you can order fresh food.
Yeah, what she's
food.
Saying is, like, why wouldn't you
get
just
a different
order,
meal?
Yeah.
Just get something else.
I was just raised different.
Yeah.
You're
a take-home guy, right?
I'm a take-home dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe in it. Like, I understand, nothing's ever going to taste, like, leftovers is never going to taste as good as the original meal.
Right.
Especially restaurant leftovers. And especially...
But I was also, I was raised in a, you don't pick up a cent, you're not worth a cent type of mentality.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
okay.
It's like, if you're throwing out food, like, it's not even like there's kids in Africa that could have eaten it. It's just like hey, you could eat that.
Right.
You could, like, save 5, 10, 15 bucks, however much it costs. Like,
yeah.
But it's all mushy because I've eaten, hummus-based products just like an hour or two after my lunch. Like, I'll go back for seconds sometimes when I get Hummus Bar. Like, if I put hummus on a pita, like, I'll come back a couple hours later and the pita is all mushy. From the hummus, like, was it all mushy and yucky, or?
Well, what's cool is that this laffa was so huge that there was regions to it. Like, there was the hummus section where all the hummus was, and then there was, like, the coleslaw section, and then there was, like, the, there's just dry shawarma here. Like, it was, it had different, like, zip codes. It was wild.
You're a trash dog.
Yeah, I eat trash. I eat out of a trash bag.
You literally do.
Yeah. I didn't even connect those dots. I was just like, no, it's not. I'm not eating trash. I just brought my lunch home in a trash bag. You guys don't get it.
And did you get diarrhea?
Well, what's cool is that I learned that you could microwave the Febreze smells right out of whatever food has it.
But are we going to still, you think, in the future, bring our leftovers in trash bags home or no?
I mean, I can't rule it out. Like, if I get that laffa again, like, I know how to take it home now.
In a scented Febreze trash bag.
Well, yeah, because I also know that you can microwave the smell out, so it's like there's not even a problem here.
You are so nasty.
What?
Yeah.
I will. Can I just buy you a fresh one?
No. Like, and why don't we get like some things why don't we get like some like appropriate take home bags just stocked here
or Tupperware? We can
afford Tupperware trash bag. Trash bags.
How elegant
to take home food. It's like
they don't work. They just don't work. You know what I mean?
They don't.
They do though. I got it home, and I ate dinner, from that trash bag.
Done. I'm done. No.
Like, I would rather starve. Yeah. I would rather not eat than eat half of a lunch laffa that was in a Febreze.
Well, I guess that's, different.
Different.
Yeah. Different.
Different.
But I was also raised on, anything that I would complain about as a child, my dad would immediately be like, he knew someone that died directly from what you're complaining about.
Different.
Yeah.
So it's like I learned to not complain. I learned to just like do things because, you know, there's someone that died of the thing I'm complaining of and I'm lucky to stay alive.
Let's make some videos. I want to see them. I want to laugh.
I want to laugh at your boobs.
That's what happens.
I want to get horny.
Most guys were like, hey, you know what? Show me your tits. I want to laugh right now.
Yeah, because horny and laughy are the same. It's like,
yeah.
I'm so aroused that I'm LOLing.
Mm. It's just, you're just moving around what you want. I get it. I know what
you're
saying.
I get it, yeah. Sneaky.
He wants to make a video that says, just show me your tits. I want to jack off. But if he doesn't feel comfortable saying that, so you go, I want to laugh. I'm here to have a good time. Just have a couple of giggles. Yeah.
I want to laugh. Yeah.
You don't want to laugh.
You
don't want to come.
You jack off. I like the word jack. I like jack off. It's so funny.
Yeah, you fucking jag off.
Jack off.
Yeah.
What about Bitsy, though?
What about her? Bits, are you going to say anything? We brought you on the show to fucking contribute. Look at you. Just wasting away on that couch.
Oh,
not doing a goddamn thing.
She's so busy this morning.
She had a real busy morning.
Voicemails.
I mean, there was meetings and she had a Zoom call and yeah.
No, she worked out.
She did. She did exercise. She's exhausted, guys.
Man, I've been finding whole corn kernels in her brown. I'm like, where is this bitch eating corn? Like, real kernels, like a full fucking thing. And in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm
I did
like,
not know that.
What the fuck are you, how is she getting corn? We're not eating corn in the.
I think because when you stay at a hotel, you just really don't know what's on the floor everywhere. Like, she's eating probably all kinds of shit that we're not aware of.
I know.
You walk through the lobby and she's just like.
I know. I remember when I used to take Fief to comedy clubs. That dog.
Oh, yeah. French fries. And then sometimes, you know, when the fucking you're like, hey, will you watch the dog? I'm going to do a set. And they're like, yeah. And then you get off and they're like, yeah, he's been feeding her fries. You're like, what the fuck, man? Who told you to feed the dog fries? Well, she just kept coming up to me. Yeah, because you're feeding it fries.
I used to get so afraid that FIFA would get diarrhea on the plane ride home.
Oh, yeah.
From those clubs. I'm like, man. I mean, I've never had it happen.
I had so much anxiety traveling
with
that dog.
Oh, I hated it too. Silly.
Fuck.
Silly. I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I guess I just was so lonely on the road that I wanted my buddy with me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a real hassle. But he never shit on the plane, never pissed on the plane.
Yeah.
He just didn't like being left alone in the room. If I went away, he would just go crazy. He had severe separation anxiety.
Oh, my God. The first time, the very first time I took him on the road, it was to San Jose. It was either San Jose or Sacramento. Which was it? I think it was San Jose. Yeah. And there was a UFC fight. I was working the club, and then Joe was like, do you want to come to the fights? And I go, yeah. And this was like, I said, I can come for a few fights because then I got to go do my show. So I have FIFO. And I think I'm there with Matt Fulshron. And I'm like, all right, I've never traveled. I don't know what level. So I put him in the breathable dog bag. You know, it's like it has, it's vented. Yeah, it's like a travel case. And I'm like, I'll just leave him in this. This way he's like safe and contained in the room.
It's like his crate.
Yeah.
Because he was crate trained at the time.
So, you know, as I leave the room, I hear him barking. I'm like, well, he'll be all right, you know. He's safe in there. We come back. He had torn his way out of the bag.
He's like, dude.
So he's just running around the room. I was like, oh, my God. It's like all torn open. And the next time I leave, I'm like, well, I can't put him in the bag. I have to go, whatever, to a show. I'm like, I'll put his leash on, and I'll put the, like, the end of it under this chair so that, you know, he can only go so far. And I put the water in the, you know. I'm out for a few hours. I come back. He had wrapped himself around the chair.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, my God, this dog almost choked himself.
Oh, fee.
He was so panicked.
So panicked.
So then that was like the first weekend. So then I started taking him. I didn't know I could take him to the club, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, everybody would fall in love with him and want to watch him. Especially like the staff. Be like,
they
I'll watch him, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone liked seeing the dog in a comedy club. It was fine. And
was
then you leave him in the green room. But then he would get panicked sometimes when he'd hear my voice on stage.
Yeah.
And he wanted to find me, and I'd hear him barking, especially when I was screaming into the mic. I had a loud bit or something. He would be barking like, oh, poor Fee.
All right. The I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour is on sale. Yes, this is the first leg of the tour. There are many, many, many more cities to come. If you haven't yet purchased tickets, we have sold out shows. We have added shows in a number of cities. They're all at tomsegura.com/tour. Do not get your tickets from a third party site. Just go through my website and get tickets, and you can see all the dates that are currently on sale. There's about 50 more that'll be announced in the next leg, which is probably in another month or so. Gene, you're on the road also doing a bunch of shows. In July, people can catch you at LOL in San Antonio, Texas, July 15, 16, 17. Then you're going to the Liberty Funny Bone in Ohio, July 22nd.
Liberty Township.
Through 24th. Columbus, August 12th through 14th at the Funny Bone. Bricktown in September, the 23rd through the 25th. These are all on sale, ChristinaPOnline.com. All right.
Good job, Gene.
Yeah, of course. Let's get into it.
I heard you bitches was looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
All right.
I forgot how much I love that intro. There are so many good moments captured in that intro.
So many good moments.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
Isn't this like 3 degrees off from Joey Diaz? Like, isn't he just kind of?
That's Jimmy Diaz.
You know?
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
If this guy had just committed some crimes and smoked weed, he could be way cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's definitely a good singer, I'll say that. They both can sing.
And I like that song. That's a good song. What?
We're not going to take it. And then he goes, we are going to take it. Didn't he get the words wrong? He goes, we're not. And then he's like, we're going to take it. Like, no, you're not going to take it. Right? Didn't he?
We're not going to take it.
No, we're not going to take it anymore.
Does he have teeth on the bottom?
Yeah. They're there. They're there.
He's got nice lips.
Really there
sensual. Kissable, as they say.
And here's just back to the conversation. He's not even trying. And look how attractive you find him.
So cute. And you know what? I think he tweezes in between those brows because they should be a lot more connected.
He actually has really full eyebrows.
Beautiful.
And a great hairline. Look how thick his hair is.
So thick.
Look at us finding the positive where you shouldn't find it.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Yeah.
No. What am I seeing?
It's a cat doing the door knocker. What is that called? I don't have one of those. Tick, tick, tick. Door, ringing the doorbell, but not the doorbell.
No. Yeah, it's the actual door knocker.
Yeah.
This is real?
Do it again. It's real. Look at that.
This is... So officially my favorite TikTok of all time.
Ever, right?
Yes.
So somebody DM'd me that this is from the UK, that apparently...
And this cat's just like, hey, man, are you home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. He's like, I'm home. Or maybe he's announcing like, hey, let me back in. Yeah.
Jesus. Open the fucking door. It's cold out.
So let's touch on that. These guys are not good guard dogs. For one, wolves are very timid by nature. And... to get them to come up to somebody, would you knock it off? Takes a lot of trust, time, and effort. Yeah, he's always growling.
Yeah.
Now the growl and all that definitely scare people. His size would definitely scare people. But with these guys, it's just as much my job to protect him as he would me. That's just how the packs work.
No.
But someone breaks into a house that has these guys, unless it's mostly dog, he's going to run and hide. Employees that come in to help me clean the enclosure, they run to the back of the enclosure and hide from them. Thus, wolves do not make good guard dogs. Want a good guard dog? Do like I did. Get a German Shepherd.
Then
wow.
But then why have a wolf if they're not good guard dogs?
Because they're cool to have around.
You can let them lick your mouth.
It's such a big flex.
I guess.
I think like that would be the coolest thing is like you go to like Elon Musk's house and he's like, you know, I got like 15 wolves.
Do his
I'm
accent. Like, what? Though. What's his accent?
Elon's?
Yeah, he's like.
He's South African.
South African.
Yeah, but it's also the accent has diminished quite a bit.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
I've got like 16 wolves, mate. Thinky doggy, dear.
Yeah, so I just seasoned up the gizzards now. Just used a little bit of sazon and adobo. That's it. Nothing much, you know what I'm saying? Season them up, like I said, sinks clean. So it's going to have a little flavor. So what I do is usually I put hot sauce on them, and they taste amazing like that. So I usually fry them in oil, but we're going to see how they look.
And, no. No.
We're going to see how they look on the
grill. Sink is clean with alcohol. Don't worry.
You know what, guys? I'll tell you this right now. You can get a bowl. You can buy a bowl.
You can buy a bowl.
If you bought the food and the seasoning, you can buy a fucking bowl.
Yeah.
They both knew because they're like, this is in the sink.
So for those of you just listening, this man is making adobo, right? Adobo? Filipino? Yeah. Chicken with gizzards. And he's putting them in his bathroom sink and
to
he's
season
seasoning
and prep them, marinate them in there.
But then he's also putting his hand in there, which you can do when you're prepping. And he's mushing it around the bathroom sink. Like, this is how I marinate the meat. Like, marinate the meat.
Yeah, so I just seasoned up the gizzards now. Just use a little bit of sazon and adobo. That's it. Nothing much. You know what I'm saying? Season them up. Like I said, sink's clean. So it's gonna
That's when he knew when the he's like, all right, sink's clean. And then the next guy was like, it's definitely clean. I know what you guys are thinking. Yeah, dude. You fucking trim your beard and you spit toothpaste in there. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, hairspray is everywhere, products.
That is not where to prep.
It's not where you prep the food.
What are you doing, man?
I mean, you could also use a paper plate.
You could have used anything.
Anything.
You don't have to have like tin a foil. Prepping cook like bowl, like a tin. You could just been like, here's a cereal bowl.
Cereal bowl. Anything,
you
dude.
You fucking have that. Yeah. Don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me. I imagine they're in New York.
Yeah.
This to me is such a New York thing to see.
Could be.
Like, this guy's out of his fucking mind. That's crazy. Seasoning adobo in his fucking
in his thing.
Sink.
I clean it with alcohol. Don't y'all even worry about it.
Would you eat it, though, after it's cooked? Listen, because that's just delicious.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would too.
Probably. I mean, but I wouldn't, like, if I'm sitting there watching him do this, I'd be like, I don't want to eat this. I don't want to stay for eating. But if after he made it, he'd be like, you don't want to try it by? I'd be like, I'll try it by.
It's like when Anthony Bourdain would go to these places.
Oh, my God.
And this poor, I remember watching an episode, was he in Eritrea? Mm-hmm. And they eat rat.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this like really rural area. And the woman was preparing his rat for him, like in the fire on a stick. And him just being like, this is great. Like, how do you sell that every episode? Like, no, thank you. Delicious rat. Like, it's not, it can't be good. Yeah. It's greasy meat. I've heard squirrel is greasy.
Yeah.
Rat can't be that good.
A lot of those things I don't want to eat.
I know.
A lot.
Thank you.
I'm half Cherokee Indian, I'm half Irish, and I'm half country boy.
It's three halves.
I just moved in
That's
town.
Right.
I'm a city boy right now. Hey, come here.
That's it. That's the end.
Well, he usually does his videos with a Confederate flag behind him, so this is a different one for him. But I, too, was curious about his math. You picked up on it pretty quick.
Yeah, I can do halves pretty well. I always know there's two. You're like, I'm half this, I'm half that, I'm half this other thing.
He's three halves.
And then he ended with, hey, come here. That was the end of his video. Really good TikToks today. Really good job.
Thank you. I like when you approve of them.
Oh, I mean, how could you not approve of this? This is top-notch stuff.
I'm half, half, and half.
I'm half, half, and half. Hey, come here, shut the door. Putting videos up. People are out of their minds.
He's special, though. So his whole thing, too, is like he tries to get ladies. You know, they all do. Like, hey, I'm just a southern boy. I like girls.
My favorite lane of talk is, I'm home and I'm all alone. If ladies want to hit me up. And you're like, it's a great TikTok, man.
That's great. And then, I hope y'all having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. So you have a good day, too. There's a lot of those. You're like, okay. That's all you got for me, dude? Like, you're gonna...
I just want to let you know, Aaron, I'm gonna kick your teeth into your skull once I get done with you in the wrestling match, and when I kick your skull in for the championship, and you know, your teeth will be rattling, and so will your mouth. Case closed, buddy.
There's a lot going on here. I don't know if this is just, you know, some big talk. You know what I mean? Big talk.
Yeah. S talking.
Yeah, for like a pretend match, or if this dude really wants to fucking kick someone's teeth, because it sounds pretty real.
Yeah.
And then you don't know where he's looking either, so it's really like, you know.
It so reminds me of those old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
This dude's got Potter eyes.
Like, Potter eyes.
He's like, hey, I'm looking here, I'm looking there.
And what, just one guy, one eye goes this way, one eye goes that way.
One eye goes that way, and you're like, oh, what do you want from me?
Yeah. But doesn't this remind you of those old like Bugs Bunny cartoons where the guy's eyes are like that, and then a mule comes and kicks him in the head, and then it makes him go right?
I think you have to tell him exactly where to kick someone's teeth in, you know? You have to be like, okay, do you know where your right foot is? All right, just stay right there and take a kick, and there's a face right there. There's no way he's just finding you and kicking your teeth in.
Does he see double?
Hey, we might be into multiples of double here. Might see fours. I'm going to kick your teeth in.
What is that? Is that called wall-eyed? One eye goes this way, one eye goes that way.
He, you know what? He might have been kicked in the teeth in the head a few times, and then his eyes started to go, bing, bong. Yeah.
Bing, bong.
Yeah.
And this little kid has, I don't know, his eyes don't focus together.
Okay. As a result, the brain might see two different images, double vision.
That sucks.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of different visions going on.
And then there's a mannequin throwing up gang signs behind him. I don't know what the fuck
that is. That's a wrestler.
What?
It's a wrestler.
Looks behind
like it's a
him?
Like it's a wrestler type of, you know?
That mannequin with the lady's hands behind
him? Yeah,
because
he's talking about wrestling and, you know, it's like, and it's got like a band, like a whatever on the arm.
Okay, sure.
Get it, bro. Go kick that guy's teeth in.
Did you hear the fart?
Was no, it just I hate this account. You keep... It's so terrible.
Why?
It's
you
so,
guys are just open your heart and your arms.
It's so revolting.
Just, why don't you just open your mind?
Open your heart, your arms, to me.
To me. Julia. Yeah,
Julia.
Look, I just enjoy this guy. I like his whole vibe.
Yeah.
So this is the type of guy you're getting.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. This is absolutely disgusting. This guy's hard to watch. Like to fucking.
That's because you do that too. It's hard when you look into a mirror, Tom. You know how many times you've done that to me as a joke where you're like, you do it all
I've
the time.
I've never done that.
Yes, you do. You do
like
this game. Not exactly. No two snowflakes are the same, but you do your version of this thing where you're like, and then you fart all the time.
Okay. I don't think so. I don't think, actually, I can't remember the last time I farted in front of you.
Man, it was just yesterday with the kids in the bed. It
okay,
was in the morning.
I remember that. I remember that.
And we were watching cartoons, and then you ripped one, and they all started laughing.
Well, I did that for my children.
Yeah.
Yes.
You heard my fart on the toilet.
Oh.
Was that this morning?
Yes.
This is a big one. Ugh.
Not attractive.
So?
Not appealing. Didn't enjoy. Not a fan.
You're stuck with it. You're married.
True.
Too bad. Shits.
All right. We're going to close on a song that was sent in. It's called Aw Get Off, the Extra Champagne Remix.
Sweet.
And it is by, can you tell who it's by? I can't see in the thing here. Do you know who actually made this? I'd like to give them credit.
Notes Floats.
Notes Floats? All right, Notes Floats. Aw, Get Off, the Extra Champagne Remix. Thank you all for listening and watching. Happy Born Day.
Thank you.
Make sure you send a happy 58th born day message to Christina P. You're super old, and you're just getting older.
I am. It's scary.
But you're
45,
aging
no
like fine wine.
I know. Thank you.
You look very lovely. Thank happy you. Birthday. Hope you have a
Thanks.
Great weekend full of 19 DPs.
You got it.
Me and my dad are going to get in there. Happy birthday.
Coming. Oh.